And hello, 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 and welcome back. We are here live with you on this wonderful Wednesday afternoon. And we're talking about all these incredible artistic things that are happening here in Providence and in Rhode Island in general. Gosh, we're a little state. We do amazing things. I'm here with my co-host, Andy, from Waterfire.
I had a great conversation with some of the wonderful people over at FusionWorks, and very excited about their show this weekend.
Yep, so they've got a show coming up, but our friends from the Chorus of Westerly. Now, I don't know if you've seen these guys, but I have been to, they do this thing that is right around the Christmas season, and you know, I remember a couple of years back, my friend Brenda Green, who's going to be talking to us in a second, she invited me to come to this concert, and I was just not in the spirit and didn't feel like I wanted to be anywhere. I was just bummed out at the holiday time. I was a little stressed out. You've felt that before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it takes a little special something to kick you back into gear before the holiday itself rolls around.
Sure. Well, I dragged my butt out of my bed, and I went down to Westerly. And just by the way, I'm such a Rhode Islander that Westerly, when you're coming from North Providence, just seems like a really long drive. Like, I need to pack a lunch, get a hotel room. You know, that's how bad I am. But it wasn't a long drive, and I have to tell you something.
No, it's not far at all.
It's not far at all, and I had the best time of my life. And I walked out of there, and I just felt happy, and the music that was coming out of the Chorus of Westerly blew my mind.
It brought you right back into the heart of the Christmas spirit for the holidays.
Exactly. And, you know, so with that, we're lucky enough to have in studio with us two people from the Chorus of Westerly. And we've got Ryan Saunders, who's the executive director of the Chorus of Westerly. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. Thank you for having us here today. It's nice to make the journey across the state.
Well, and thank you for making, you know, my life just a little bit better.
You got it. It's my pleasure. I aim to please.
And we also have Brenda Green.
Hi,
my
Bronwyn.
Hello, my dear. My friend from Webster Bank, but also a high soprano, right?
Yes, I am.
A high soprano in the Chorus of Westerly.
Still as high as the early days, or?
I think so. I'd have to ask Andrew Howell that question, but.
Well, and Andrew Howell is on the line, I believe, so we actually can bring him onto the telephone conference right now because. I mean, Andrew.
He's my partner in crime and all of this.
He's the conductor, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can.
All right. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Andrew. We wish you were here, but we're glad to have you here on the phone.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for what you do, because you have an amazing story when it comes to Rhode Island, I think. Because didn't you do something with the Chorus of Westerly for when you were a kid growing up?
I did. I actually started singing in the chorus when I was only 12 years old as a little boy treble, and then grew up through the organization and went on to the University of Rhode Island, studied conducting and organ performance, and then came back and managed to somehow land the job as music director of this wonderful organization.
Well, you're very humble. Managed to land
his
the job.
His birthday is, his fourth season, and his birthday is actually tomorrow, and I think, Andrew, you're turning, I know, happy birthday, by the way, buddy. You're turning 33 tomorrow? 34?
33, yeah.
So he's doing this huge job, and he's 33 years old, so.
Because the Chorus of Westerly goes back in time. I mean, Kent,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You've been around for a long time doing
incredible
work.
Yeah, we have a 57-year history, which George Kent directed for 53 years, which everyone has finally stopped reminding me, but for quite a while everyone said, you have some enormous shoes to fill. So after 53 years, he really was, he brought this thing into existence and brought it up to a tremendous level of artistic quality.
And so, you know, I'll ask you, Ryan, about this, and as well, Andrew, please chime in. But you've been growing and growing. I know you were part of the Yes on Five initiative,
yes,
which Waterfire was as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah, I mean, it's it's interesting because I also was a former boy soprano back in the day, and I'm a few years older than Andrew, not too many, just a few, and. You know, from I started singing as a 7-year-old in 1986, and I've been executive director for the past, I'm in my 7th season now, so I guess it's 6.5 years. But there's been some dramatic growth in the organization itself, both artistically and administratively. We're an interesting chorus in that we're just under 200 voices, and we're sort of a, I hate this term, but it best describes it, a cradle-to-grave sort of organization. You know, our youngest members are, actually, Andrew's daughter, Sadie, is our youngest member, and she's 7, and our oldest member is 84.
How many people, when I went to see your show, there were tons of people. How many people comprise this organization?
Well, in a given concert, you're probably going to see on the risers somewhere between maybe 160 to 180 singers, plus on the risers. There's usually 20 to 25 more. You know, with an organization that big, when you're doing a concert, inevitably there's somebody's getting married or someone's ill. You know, it's attrition at a concert. But if you encompass everybody together that's in the program at one given time, it's just under 200. And it's children and adults singing and working together. And we're one of just 2 or 3 choruses in the U.S. that does this. So it's a pretty special and unique place.
Andrew, how does it feel at the age of 33 tomorrow to be running such an amazing organization?
It's terrifying. No, it's wonderful. I mean, I think I'm one of the luckiest musicians in that I get the opportunity to do everything. I get to work with all ages from, you know, 7-year-olds and even younger in some of the programs that we do that aren't directly affiliated with the singing portion, and get to work with orchestral musicians doing these wonderful masterworks, doing smaller works with smaller groups. I mean, it really is, it's kind of everything you could ask for as a choral conductor.
You know, I think, again, you're extremely humble, and you're doing a wonderful job. And
thank you.
I don't remember what I was doing at 33. I think I was starting a water fire, maybe a few years in there. But, you know, congratulations to that. And I know that you've won. You guys were just abroad, weren't you? Brenda, I think that you told me that you had been traveling.
Yes. It was the summer of 2014. And we did a concert tour of Central Europe to Prague, Vienna, and Budapest.
That's pretty amazing. How do you guys do that?
A lot of prayer and beer. No, I'm kidding. Well, there was certainly beer once we got to Prague. I won't lie about that. No, it's we took 229 people to Europe with us on tour. And that was an effort of a lot of people working very hard. It was an $850,000 project to pull that off, of which the singers themselves are contributing into the project quite a bit, but there was some serious fundraising that we had to do. And to give you some perspective, our annual operating budget, give or take a little bit here or there, not gospel, but it's about $750,000 in a year. Yeah. So it was a project as big as our entire season. But it's something that's important. This was the 4th international tour that the chorus had done. It was the first one that they had done in 19 years. So we had sung, you know, Westerly was one of the very first American choirs ever allowed to sing in Westminster Abbey. We've sung at St. Peter's in the Vatican. You know, we've toured all over the UK and Italy, and going to places like Prague and Vienna and Budapest, which is really Vienna in particular being a classical music capital, if you will, and singing in the cathedral there and things like that. It's a very special thing to do, and, you know, we bring the kids along with us. So it's not, you know, we're not just touring with the adult singers, but it changes their lives. And, you know, there are a lot of organizations in the country that have opportunities like this, but you find very few of them in little small towns like Westerly, and or even in small states like ours in Rhode Island. So it was a huge undertaking, and, you know, great board members. Brenda's our most recent board chair. Great support from our community, and great partner in Andrew, and the singers and their families are just wonderful to work with.
Well, what a testament to actually your talent that you can sing in places like these.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure if you weren't good, they wouldn't let you in to the Abbey.
That's true. That's true. I mean, we've had very, you know, between George Kent now and Andrew Howell, we've had very fabulously gifted and talented artistic directors, but I think we're driven by hard work, and that's what puts us forward.
And I know that you've got something coming up. We've got a couple of minutes left before we're going to have to go to a break, but what is happening this weekend? It's got to be something good. Brenda, what's going on this weekend?
We are singing Mozart, Haydn, and Schubert at our performance hall down at 119 High Street in Westerly, the George Kent Performance Hall.
And if somebody wants to, are there still tickets available,
absolutely,
guys?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's on Sunday, this Sunday, November 22nd. There's two performances, one at 4 p.m., one at 6 p.m. There are tickets available for both shows. They range in price from $18 up to $65, depending on the good seats. And actually, children under the age of 18 can attend for free. They need a ticket, but they can attend for free.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's very important to us.
It is.
And we're doing the Solemn Vespers of the Confessor by Mozart, the G Major Mass by Schubert, and the Missa Brevis in F by Haydn. And these are three pieces that these composers all wrote under the age of 23. So fun works.
You know, well, Andrew, I don't know if you need to go, because it sounds like you're a really busy man. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about where we can go down and see this incredible performance this weekend. And we're going to I want to find out from Brenda what it's like to perform and to be part of the chorus of Westerly. So we're coming back in a second. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Andrew, are you going to hang on with us? Or
I can stay, yeah.
Right on, buddy. All righty. We'll talk to you in a moment. Well, hello, 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 and welcome back, and happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope that you're having a good time driving home, and or if you're at home, maybe you're cooking dinner. I'm not really sure which. Well, we've been talking about all the incredible art that's happening this weekend in Rhode Island. And specifically, we talked to FusionWorks earlier in the show, and you can always check out the show on waterfire.org backslash radio. Isn't that what it is, Andy?
That's right. We prepare these for distribution through waterfire.org/radio right after the show completes, and it's up as soon as we can get it out there for everyone to listen to again, or if you missed anything, to go back and check out what the times and dates are for these incredible performances by FusionWorks and by the
Chorus of Westerly. So you got Brenda Green here, who is not only on the board, I believe,
yes,
but also a singer,
yes,
for the Chorus of Westerly. Ryan Saunders, who is the executive director, and Andrew Howell, our humble man who says he's, you know, not really doing enough, but you know what? For a 33-year-old person directing a chorus, you're rocking it, dude.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But so anyway, I wanted to come back to, you've got an incredible performance happening this weekend. And Brenda, you know, you've been singing with the Chorus of Westerly, and it's been a passion of yours for,
yes,
quite some time. Why, how, what, where?
Well, I started with the chorus in 1992. I had just moved back to Rhode Island from Boston. And I came back, it was almost on a whim. I had sung at URI, and George Kent at the time, our founding director of the Westerly Chorus, had been conducting the choral programs at URI. And he always talked about the Westerly Chorus and how much he loved it. And when I came
Am
back,
I saying it
yeah.
wrong? Is it the Chorus of
no,
Westerly?
No, it is the
Chorus
of Westerly.
Westerly.
Yeah,
it's okay. We can respond. We'll respond to
yeah.
anything. You put Chorus and Westerly in any
I respond
order.
To B.
That's fine.
I get it.
See, the editor in me is being a little brief. But, anyway, so I remembered him talking about it when I was an undergrad, and on a whim, I picked up the phone from my office and looked up the number and called the office and said, well, when are you having auditions? And they said, can you come down today? We're having them this week. So I did, and I went down there, and I auditioned, and I hadn't sung in several years, and Mr. Kent looked at me and said, well, we rehearse on Thursday nights from 8:30 to 10:30, and every once in a while you'll bring cookies. And that's how I got back into it. So that was how I originally joined the
chorus. I think
you
probably wanted cookies at the audition.
You probably did. So I learned it was a lot more than that, and it's just such an amazing group of people to sing with. I mean, you heard Ryan talk earlier about the multi-generational aspect of it,
yeah,
and the young kids who are in the chorus, who really are so amazing to listen to them sing when they every once in a while have a chance to sing by themselves. They sound like angels, and when I hear them and I looked at the audience, there are people who are crying,
yeah,
and there are adults in the risers who are crying, and it's such a transcendent experience to be able to perform this music with and orchestra professional musicians and soloists will just completely blow your socks off. It's an experience that I, as you know, a bank publicist, would never otherwise have the opportunity to enjoy.
Well, and again, you made my Christmas one year.
I remember that Christmas, and I remember the reason why you were so down. That concert was literally a day or two after what happened in Connecticut, that shooting. Mm-hmm. And we, as a chorus, if I recall correctly, were very concerned about whether or not we were going to have an audience. But the people did come in droves.
Yep.
And it almost reminded me of a water fire episode from 2001, where we were worried that people wouldn't come, and everyone did, because they needed the healing. And people who were at that Christmas concert, Christmas Pops concert of the Chorus of Westerly that year, I was talking to them in the parking lot and downstairs, and they were like, thank you for doing this. We needed this uplifting experience today.
Yeah, well, that's what you guys have done. Andrew, what's it like to be doing what you're doing at your age, and do you see yourself at the Chorus of Westerly for a long time?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I have a lot that I feel I want to do here with this group. We've really only just begun. I mean, the guy before me got 53 years, and I'm only in year four, so I think I have a ways to go. I think probably not 53 years, but, you know, we'll take it one year at a time. There's just so much opportunity, and there's so much good music out there. Even this particular concert that we're doing this weekend, they are very familiar names in Mozart, Schubert, and Haydn, but all three of these works have never been done in the George Kent Performance Hall before, so we are still able to mine gems of the choral repertoire that we've never done before, and then go back to things as we are in May of 2016, like the Verdi Requiem, and, you know, bring
a
choral work to Rhode Island.
And when is that? That's May of 2016?
Yes.
That should be beautiful. So if somebody wants to find out more information, again, we'll post it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, Waterfire's Facebook page.
But what's the number, Mr. Saunders?
The telephone number. We'll see. I screwed this up in a podcast recently. You ready, Andrew? The telephone number for the chorus is 401, because we're in Rhode Island, right? 596-8663, 401-596-8663. And our website is very easy to find. It's Chorus of Westerly, all one word, .org. chorusofwesterly.org, and there's information on the whole season, upcoming events, how to join the chorus. We have singers that come from 47 cities and towns across Connecticut and Rhode Island, so you can live in Woonsocket and come sing if you want to make that mighty trek to Westerly.
Mm-hmm. It's not that far. And again, it's so awesome when you finally get
it. I think we have people who come from as far as New Bedford, don't we?
We do, and the executive director lives in North Attleboro, Massachusetts, and drives to Westerly every day, and I go through Connecticut, so I go through three states. It is possible.
So we have amazing things happening here in Rhode Island, and you know what? I even need to get out of my own shell and get in the car and realize that it's not that far of a drive sometimes, even though it does seem to be so. Check out the Chorus of Westerly. They've made my heart sing. I know that. And they're singing. Check out what they're doing this weekend. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.
Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.
And Brenda, always thank
always
you.
Always a pleasure.
And thank you. To my co-host, Andy, who will be taking over the reins next week. Yeah,
I'm very excited to see all of you back here, to have you hear from me next week on AM 790.
Your station for talk and business, because we're what? Waterfire?
Ignites Rhode Island.
Right on,
here,
baby.
Every Wednesday.
All right, we'll see you down by the riverside.